the great pleasure of welcoming David Vine, who is Professor of Anthropology at the American University in Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be on.
Last time I spoke to you, we spoke about Diego Garcia, the U.S. naval base, and the plight of the Chagossians. There are some new developments. The General Assembly of the United Nations seeking the opinion of the International Court of Justice. What can you tell us about the latest regarding the Chagossians?
Indeed, there are some very big developments. Mauritius took Britain, essentially, is going to be taking Britain to the International Court of Justice, as you mentioned. They brought the matter of the sovereignty over Diego Garcia and in the entire Chagos Archipelago, the island in the middle of the Indian Ocean that Britain has claimed as its own since the early 19th century. The islands were severed from Mauritius during the decolonization process. And ever since then, since Mauritius gained its independence in 1968, Mauritius has claimed sovereignty over the islands. But Britain has of course, had the power to maintain control over the islands and to give the right to build a military, very large military base to the United States, which the United States has done since 1971. There's been a large, increasingly large U.S. military base on the largest island in the Chagos Islands, being Garcia, as you mentioned. And so Mauritius has led this struggle to regain its sovereignty while the Chagossians, the people who are exiled from Diego Garcia and the other Chagos Islands, while they have been struggling to get back to their homeland. So it's a complicated story. But in short, Mauritius brought the matter of sovereignty to the United Nations, and by a 94-15 vote, they were victorious over Britain. It was quite an embarrassing defeat to Britain. They were basically abandoned by almost every other European nation, many of whom abstained in the vote, but the overwhelming majority of voting nations supported Mauritius. But that will send the case to the International Court of Justice, who will issue an opinion about who deserves sovereignty over the islands. Of course, this decision will not be binding in any sense. And you know, some people say, you know, that international courts, they don't have a military, so there's no one to enforce any of their decisions. But Britain would come under, I would say, a lot of pressure and suffer even greater embarrassment if they were to fully ignore a ruling from the international court. What this all means for the Chagossians is another matter, and it's a bit unclear. Mauritius, the government of Mauritius, that is, has supported the Chagossians over time to varying degrees. At this moment, they appear quite supportive, and a Chagossian leader, Olivier Bankou, the leader of the Chagos Refugees Group, accompanied the Prime Minister of Mauritius to New York, to the United Nations, and the Chagos Refugees Group was able to issue an official aide memoire laying out the Chagossian position on sovereignty and on their right of return, which is what they've been struggling for. But the major issue is, even if Mauritius does regain sovereignty, they will be under no legal obligation to allow the Chagossians to return. Now, there certainly is international law to support the Chagossians' right to return to their homeland as an indigenous people, which they considered, and as a people who was displaced quite clearly from its homeland and quite illegally, as many have found. There's a lot to support the Chagossian struggle to. Whether Mauritius would abide by that right is another matter, because, again, it's a complicated story, but Mauritius itself is a bit concerned that if they acknowledge that there is an indigenous people to the Chagos Archipelago, they potentially could lose sovereignty themselves because an indigenous people can claim the right to self-determination. So, again, a complicated story, but hopefully I've clarified things a bit.
And this row has been going on for years now between the United Kingdom and Mauritius. But from what I've been reading also, Mauritius is willing to give a long-term lease to the United States and to the United Kingdom for using Diego Garcia for defense reasons and security in the Indian Ocean.
Yes, that's exactly right. They've made it clear that they are not opposed to the U.S. military base on Diego Garcia. I think most people assume they would be more than happy to collect rent from the United States, as some nations do for the right to host a U.S. base. And of course, there are other economic, financial implications for sovereignty, including fishing rights and potentially, oil and other mineral rights under the seas. So it is a very significant matter for many, but first and foremost for the Chagossians, who've been living in exile now for roughly 50 years and struggling to get back to their homeland and to receive some proper compensation for having been forcibly removed and left in exile initially with no compensation at all. And over the decades, they've received very small amounts that have, on the whole, done relatively little to improve their situation.
And you yourself will be coming to Australia in early September. Can you tell us about maybe the conferences that you'll be giving?
Yes, I'm very excited that I'll be visiting Australia for the first time and have a chance to speak in Melbourne and in Canberra. The biggest event will be in Melbourne. I've been invited to speak at the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network annual conference in Melbourne. I'll also be speaking with Olivier Bancou, the chair of the Chagos Refugees Group, at least one event focused on the Chagossians, and he will also be speaking at the national conference in Melbourne. I'll also be speaking prior to that in both Sydney and Canberra, and I will, for any of your listeners who are interested, I'll post information about the events I'll be speaking at and that Olivier Bancou will be speaking at on my website, davidvine.net. And that will be the first week of the first, actually, 10 days of September.
Professor Vine, thank you so much for coming on to the French Language Program, and we look forward to meeting you when you are in Australia.
Merci beaucoup. À la prochaine en Australie.
Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine, certainement, en Australie.